Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
Thank you for joining us for today's lesson. It's all about movies. Well, actually, for the next 3 days, we have a lesson called Let's Go to the Movies. That's what you say when you want to take your friends and go and see a movie, especially at the movie theater. Well, there are many movies coming out this summer. Some have already even come out. Many great movies, and we're going to be learning all about these summer movies. Well, Carolyn, what movies are you excited about seeing this summer?
Well, we're going to be talking about a lot of really great films, and there are two that I am very excited for this summer. I'm really looking forward to seeing Star Trek Into Darkness, a really great film, and I have very high hopes for it. And another one is a little bit newer and different called Pacific Rim, and we'll be talking about that one as well over the next few days.
Yes, I think we will be talking about those movies. Some movies we won't be talking about are Fast and the Furious 6, and of course a movie called Red 2. It's a sequel, R-E-D 2, starring Bruce Willis and some other great actors. Well, it's time for us to get started with the first reading of the day.
Let's go to the movies. Summer movies are the most highly anticipated of the year. Movie lovers eagerly await the start of the summer movie season when the studios roll out their biggest pictures. Summer 2013 will not disappoint them. Sequels and series. Once again, sequels and film franchises make up a big part of the summer offerings. Iron Man 3 finds billionaire superhero Tony Stark traveling to China. There, he faces the terrorist mastermind who has destroyed his comfortable life. Stark must rely on his own ingenuity rather than his super suit to survive.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. The summer is here, and so are the blockbusters. Let's talk movies. But first, let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Anticipate. Anticipate is a verb. The department store anticipates making a lot of money during its big sale. Sequel. Sequel is a noun. The sequel to this science fiction book continues the story. Terrorist. Terrorist is a noun. Terrorists threw a bomb into the building and killed many people. Prank. Prank is a noun. Ben's prank was putting salt in the sugar bowl. Animated. Animated is an adjective. Jerry draws cartoons used in animated films. Your more information words are franchise. Franchise is a noun. Minion. Minion is a noun. Sounds like fun. Now let's get ready to start the article.
Well, that is one movie that I'm looking forward to seeing. Let's go to the very beginning of our lesson. Summer movies are the most highly anticipated of the year. It's true, people get very excited about seeing summer movies, movies that come out during the summer. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It's the word anticipate, or anticipated. If you anticipate something, that means you are excited about it. You're eagerly waiting for it to happen.
That's right. And there are lots of things that you might be anticipating this summer, like the new movies coming out. But maybe you have a highly anticipated book coming out. One of your favorite authors has written a new one.
That's right. You might anticipate something like this. Many people anticipate the Oscars. Speaking of movies, we're learning all about movies in this lesson. People love to watch the Oscars and see who is going to win a prize for these movies. They anticipate this big event. Well, our first sentence here says, movie lovers eagerly await the start of the summer movie season when the studios roll out their biggest pictures.
And that is a very interesting phrase right there, that they roll out their biggest pictures. It doesn't mean that they have the movie is on a wheel and they're going to bring it outside, but that is a great phrase we want to look at. If you roll something out, then you introduce it for the first time, like a premiere. And a lot of times we think of rolling out the red carpet to introduce the stars at an award show.
That's right. Like the Oscars, you roll out the red carpet. So you use this phrase to talk about things that are around. So why would they roll out pictures? Well, because originally, movies were made on reels, which were round. Now there's many ways to make movies, but you roll out a picture like that. Roll out a movie. What's something else you could roll out? Something you could introduce is a new kind of car. It's got wheels. Wheels are round. You can roll out this car for everybody to see.
That's right. Well, continuing in the article, summer 2013 will not disappoint them. So you will be very excited to learn all about the movies coming out this summer. And our first section here is titled Sequels and Series. And we see a word there, sequels. Gabe, what is a sequel?
Well, a sequel is the second part or the second film in a story. Sometimes people make a movie and they don't think they will make a sequel, but then everybody loves the movie. So then they decide to make another one to follow that movie, maybe to follow the same story. It's a sequel to that movie.
That's right. And next to that word sequel, we see the word series, and that means that it continues even further past a second movie.
Mm-hmm.
So in this first paragraph, once again, sequels and film franchises make up a big part of the summer offerings.
That's right, and we see a word there, franchise, a film franchise. Well, usually a franchise is a brand name that has a series of products, and so a film franchise is a film that has a potential to be a part of a series, maybe two or more movies. Of course, one of these we're talking about right now, Iron Man 3, finds billionaire superhero Tony Stark traveling to China. Yes, this is a big film franchise. Iron Man 1, 2, and of course Iron Man 3 now.
Yes, so here we have the series Iron Man, and there he faces the terrorist mastermind who has destroyed his comfortable life. So Tony Stark goes to China and he faces this terrorist mastermind. And a terrorist is not a very good word, not a very good person, but it's someone who attacks a government.
That's right. Now, maybe you've heard this word before. Maybe you've heard it in the news. We've heard about terrorist attacks. Often these are kind of surprise attacks. People don't expect them. And the word terror is in that word terrorist. Terror is fear. It makes you afraid about something. So that's the goal of terrorists, is to make people fearful or afraid about something. That's one of the goals. So of course, this isn't good. In this movie, there is going to be a terrorist and Tony Stark must face this terrorist.
But he is not afraid. We see that Stark must rely on his own ingenuity rather than his super suit to survive. So he is very brave and overcomes this mastermind.
That's right. In the past, in the last couple of Iron Man movies, of course, it's very impressive, the suit that he has, his super suit. But in this movie, he might have to rely on his own ingenuity a little bit more, his own brains, as opposed to his suit. This is going to be very interesting to watch. Well, it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, Hi everyone, Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 anticipate 这个动词。Anticipate 是指预期、期待某件事发生，或者是预先做准备。例如 ，We anticipate a big crowd on the restaurant's opening day. 我们预期餐厅开幕的那一天会有很多人。或者是 ，The city government anticipated a flood and has already evacuated the residents near the riverbank.市政府预期即将会有洪水，已经预先把河岸边的民众都驱离了。继续我们看的是 terrorist 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 terror, T-E-R-O-R, 恐怖这个名词，再加上代表人 ,I-S-T 这个字尾 ,terrorist 是指恐怖分子或者是恐怖主义者。例如 ,several terrorists were arrested after the explosion, 几位恐怖分子在爆炸后落网了。另外一个相关的名词是 terrorism, T-E-R-R-O-R-I-S-M, 意思是指恐怖主义。例如 leaders of many countries gathered to discuss how to fight terrorism. 许多国家的领袖聚集讨论如何对抗恐怖主义。
Today we are talking all about movies, and there are many highly anticipated films rolling out this summer. Which ones are you eagerly waiting for? There are many sequels and series coming out. One that we've already talked about today was Iron Man 3, where Tony Stark goes to China to face a mastermind. Well, we have many more movies to talk about today, so let's get started with our next reading.
Let's go to the movies. Science fiction fans eagerly await Star Trek Into Darkness, the 12th film in the Star Trek franchise. In it, Captain James T. Kirk and the crew of the USS Enterprise must hunt down the villain responsible for Starfleet's destruction. Sully and Mike of Monsters, Inc. fame return in Monsters University, which tells of the pair's days at the University of Fear.Their initial dislike of each other slowly becomes respect and eventually friendship. The 3D format adds to the fun of the college pranks the pair plays on each other. Another animated offering, Despicable Me 2, finds Gru, his three adopted daughters, and his band of minions taking on a dangerous villain.
Well, these do sound like some wonderful animated films. Let's go back to the beginning of this section. Science fiction fans eagerly await Star Trek Into Darkness. We know Carolyn does. The 12th film in the Star Trek franchise. Again, we see that word franchise. It's more than just a sequel. It's a film in a series of films.
That's right, and to learn a little bit more about what will happen in this 12th film in the franchise, in it, Captain James T. Kirk and the crew of the USS Enterprise must hunt down the villain responsible for Starfleet's destruction. So, it sounds very, very exciting.
That's right, and you see a phrase there, hunt down. They're going to hunt down somebody.When I think of hunting, I think of taking a gun or bow and arrow and maybe trying to find some animals in the forest. But of course, here when you hunt down somebody, that means you're looking for them. You're trying to find them very carefully, and until you do, you will not give up. You are hunting them down.
That's right, and they have to find whoever was responsible for destroying Starfleet.
That's right.Well, it's time for us to look at another movie. Sully and Mike of Monsters, Inc. fame return in Monsters University. Carolyn, did you ever see Monsters, Inc.?
I did see Monsters, Inc., and it was a very fun movie, very lighthearted, and a nice animated film that I really enjoyed. So this should be a very fun one as well. They are going to be in Monsters University, whichtells of the pair's days at the University of Fear. I don't know that I would want to go to a University of Fear, Gabe.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I would either, Carolyn, but I loved Monsters, Inc., the first movie, and I think this is going to be a very fun movie to watch. Now, that phrase at the very beginning of this sentence is Sully and Mike of Monsters, Inc. fame. You could also rephrase this to say Sully and Mike famous for Monsters, Inc., and then continue this sentence. So they have this Monsters, Inc. fame. Well, let's continue learning something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
Most of the films in today's lesson are sequels. That is, they are movies that follow or continue the story of other movies that have already been released.
The one exception is Monsters University. It's not a sequel, it's a prequel, which is the opposite of a sequel.
Right. Instead of going forward in time and telling audiences what happens next, a prequel is a movie or book that goes back in time and tells audiences what happened before the original story took place. They're also sometimes called backstories.
So it seems like movie studios are giving us more and more prequels these days. Why do you think that is?
Well, like sequels, prequels have a pre-existing fan base that is already familiar with the characters. This means sequels and prequels aren't as big a financial risk for studios to produce.
But the one big challenge in creating a successful prequel is writers can't include a surprise ending.
Right, because audiences already know from the original movie basically how things will end.
That's why prequels generally focus on character interaction and character development, cluing in audiences with how and why events in the original movie took place.
今天的课文讲到 sequel， 那是电影的续集。 sequel 的反义词是 prequel， 也就是前传。很多电影因为已经有太多部 sequels， 故事已经快编不下去了，于是呢就有所谓的 prequel 首部曲的产生。prequel 也可以叫做 backstory， 就是背景故事。课文中讲到的 Monsters University 就是 Monsters Inc. 这部电影的前传。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
While talking about Monsters, Inc., I guess that this new movie would be considered a prequel since it is going back in time. Their initial dislike of each other, talking about Mike and Sully, slowly becomes respect and eventually friendship. So this is telling the story of how Mike and Sully became such good friends.
That's right. I guess they didn't like each other at first. Their initial dislike. Initial means at first. So at first, they didn't like each other, like you see in that first Monsters, Inc. movie. Well, we continue. The 3D format adds to the fun of the college pranks the pair plays on each other. Alright, so just like a lot of college students and high school students, or just good friends, they play pranks on each other. Let's take a look at that key word, prank. Carolyn, what is a prank?
Well, a prank is kind of like a practical joke that we talked about in April for April Fool's Day, but it's usually something a little bit mean that you are trying to do to another person to make them feel embarrassed.
That's right. I remember one prank. I was in the dorms in my high school. One prank that some people played was they stacked up many cans, empty can, drink cans, in front of a door. And so when the person opened the door, all of the cans fell into the room. That was a simple kind of prank. It's a harmless prank. There are some very mean pranks. We don't encourage you to do those. But sometimes playing simple pranks on other friends can be a little bit fun. And we see that Mike and Sully, I guess they're going to do that in this Monsters, Inc. movie.
Well, we do have another animated offering, Despicable Me 2. Finds Gru, his three adopted daughters, and his band of minions taking on a dangerous villain.
Well, hey, let's take a look at some of those words in that sentence. The first is from our word bank. It is animated. And this is an important word to know if you're talking about movies. Many movies today are animated. I don't want to say cartoon, Some animated movies are cartoons, but usually when we say animated, we're talking about using better special effects, but they're not using real people or real backgrounds.
That's right. So you might animate a movie on a computer, mm-hmm. and 3D movies like Mike and Sully in Monsters, Inc. University, it sounds like they are going to be an animated 3D movie. It sounds like a lot of fun. But this one, we are talking about Despicable Me 2, and he has three adopted daughters and a band of minions, Gabe. Mm-hmm.
That's right, minions, his band of minions. They're his followers. A minion is someone who maybe works for you, but they adore you, they love you, they love working for you. And you might see this word, or maybe see this kind of person working for someone like a villain, or obviously like someone like Gru from Despicable Me. If you ever saw the first one, it's a very cute movie, and I'm sure this next one will be great as well. Well, let's continue doing something special. Let's enjoy a review skit and then join Michelle in the language lab.
Hooray! The summer movie season is finally here!
Yes, the studios are rolling out their biggest pictures.
I've been waiting. I'm expecting a lot.
Mm-hmm. And summer 2013 will not disappoint.
I want to see Iron Man 3. Tony Stark is traveling to China, where he faces the terrorist mastermind.
Ooh, and he must rely on his own ingenuity to survive, not his super suit.
Yeah, let's go!
Wait. Star Trek Into Darkness is also playing.
With Captain Kirk and the crew of the USS Enterprise?
Yes, they're hunting down the villain responsible for Starfleet's destruction.
Wow, maybe we should go see that one!
Wait, before. Sully and Mike of Monsters, Inc. are back, too.
I love Monsters, Inc. What about the new movie?
Well, it's Monsters University. It tells about Sully and Mike's days at the University of Fear. And all their college pranks. And it's in 3D.
Wow, that sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Also showing is Despicable Me 2. That's another great movie.
Wow, I want to go see that one.
There are so many great titles. Which one should we see?
Let's see them all.
Okay.
Prank 这个名词 ，prank 是指恶作剧或者是玩笑。例如 ，Eric's childish pranks irritated his classmates. Eric 孩子气的恶作剧惹恼了他的同学。如果要说明是对哪个对象开玩笑或恶作剧的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ，These naughty kids love to play pranks on their teacher. 这些调皮的小朋友很喜欢捉弄他们的老师。最后我们来看的是 minion 这个名词。Minion 是指随从、下属或者是小卒。例如 ,The mob's boss sent his minions to collect a protection fee from the club. 这位黑道大哥派他的爪牙去这家俱乐部收保护费。或者是 Bobby finally realized that he was just a minion to his boss. Bobby 终于发现自己对老板而言只是一个公差遣的小卒。And let's get back to our teachers now.
Well, so far today, we've talked about some sequels and movie franchises and, of course, some animated movies. Well, I do wonder about what sequels you thought were better than the original movies. There have been many movies, that came out. Sometimes the sequel is better. Most of the time, we think the original is the best. But Carolyn, has there ever been any sequel or part of a series that you thought was better than the first one?
Well, actually, I thought Toy Story 3 was much better than the first or the second one. Mm-hmm. It was so moving and just a wonderful story.
You know, that's the one I was thinking about too, Carolyn. I loved Toy Story 3. Well, it's time for us to say goodbye for today, but do come back next time because we have more to talk about these summer movies. See you next time on Studio Classroom.
See you.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
There's the shelter that holds the ducks! Quick! Get underneath!
Wow, it's good to be out of the rain, even if we are sitting in duck mess.
I know what you mean, but it's not over yet. It's hard to see it through the storm, but the farmhouse is right over there. We'll have to make another run for it.
Slow down, Huang Feihong. What exactly are you going to do when you get there? Your uncle is a gangster and probably has a gun. You have nothing.
You're right. We need to think of a plan first.
Oh, just what do you mean by we? Who's we?
We, as in us, you and me.
Okay, listen. So far, I've hidden in a closet where I couldn't breathe. I've been in a car with a maniac driver, and I've just managed to run through a typhoon. Now you want me to face a gangster with a gun?
Come on, Jason. I need your help. What other choice do you have? Do you want to stay here and sit in duck mess?
I'd rather be messy than dead. Oh, all right. First, let's hear the plan, and then I'll think about it.
Okay, listen carefully. This is my plan.
Will Jason and Jun Fan be able to rescue Sherry from the evil Lin Un Lai? Join us again for the next episode of The Stranger.